Oh, I do. I have a good time, and I'm so thrilled to still be working at this age. And everybody is so... I've been around so long, you don't walk in and meet any strangers. You know, you sort of know everybody.
Right, right. The Carol Burnett, I talked to just the other day, she's a voice in an animated film also, and we were talking about you and your 90th party that you had, and she just had such glowing things to say about you. Talk to me a little about what you think Carol has contributed, and also women in comedy right now. Women, that's the hottest thing in show business right now, all these young comedians.
When I was starting in the business and young, you couldn't be beautiful and funny. You had to be one or the other. You could be, well... Lucille Ball fixed that. She put knocked that idea out of the bar, and so I think we went through the women's lib situation where women were trying to make a case that we're not equal and all that. I think women have had a pretty good run. I started so long ago, 63 years ago, and at that point we didn't think about gender. We didn't you didn't think, well, I'm a woman and I should be doing this, or he's getting more than I am. And then we got into that gender orientation where it became almost a war for a while.
Right, exactly.
So I hope
well,
by
all,
now.
All the young female comics now, the Tina Feys, Amy Poehlers, etc., they credit you, Carol Burnett, Lucille Ball. They say they wouldn't be who they are if it wasn't for all of you.
Oh, well, I can't imagine that, but I'm thrilled that they think if we've got them fooled, like, that's wonderful. And they are so great. They are really, really coming through.
Sure. Betty, do you have any fear of overexposure right now?
Yes, that's my main worry, because I love what I do so much that an offer comes in, and no is a hard word for me to say. I can't make myself say it. I can just hear the guy out there that all of a sudden flips over and oh, my God, there she is again. I can't handle this. But you know they do. I'm aware that they do. But it doesn't make me say no the next time, because I think maybe he won't see that one.
Yeah. My mom just turned 89. And, we talk about that all the time. And she always talks about how you are so inspiring to her, of being so active.
Pardon me.
God bless you.
There's another one.
God bless you. There
Sorry.
You go. Two God bless yous for Betty White. My mom, just turning 89, talks about how Betty White is so inspiring, how active you are and how busy you are. God bless you. That's okay. So many people are inspired by you at your age, being so busy.
Well, I'm the luckiest old broad on two feet, for one thing. But the fact that they still ask me, feeling as good as I do, I'm blessed with good health, and feeling as good as I do, everybody says, well, aren't you going to think about retiring? I know they would like me to retire,
sure.
But why should I retire from something I enjoy so much?
What do you say to the 89 and 90-year-olds who are... They have trouble getting out of bed in the morning. What do you say to inspire them to be as active as you?
I don't think negatively. Keep a positive thought going as much as you can. Of course, you can't do it all the time. But when you get out of bed in the morning, if instead of thinking, oh, I'm so stiff and how I hurt, if you think, well, now I got to get going because I got some good stuff to do, I promise you it makes a difference in your attitude and in even your physical feeling.